Good morning, everyone. John Carty here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And here on County District Court, before visiting Judge Frill, Anthony Michael Lee was sentenced after pleading guilty to multiple probation violations that originally came from a sentencing back in March of 2025 that was tied to an animal cruelty case. That case involved Lee moving out of his home and abandoning his dog locked in the house until the landlord found the dog in severe condition and got at the Thumb Animal Shelter just in time to save its life. Lee admitted to leaving Michigan without court permission, failing to complete the Thinking Matters program and required community service, and failing to pay court-ordered fines, costs, and restitution. During this hearing, defense attorney Kyle Teomara said Lee believed he had permission from probation authorities to travel out of state. Lee told the court he faced difficulties completing probation requirements, including problems obtaining community service documentation involving his ex-wife and issues related to tax refunds for court payments. He also said he left Michigan to seek support and avoid homelessness with his children. Probation officer Jesse Ostentoski testified that permission to leave the state had not been granted, and discussions about Lee relocating occurred only after he had already moved. Assistant prosecuting attorney Alexander Pahani argued Lee had made little progress since his March 2025 sentencing and noted an unpaid restitution balance of $840.50 owed to the Thumb Animal Shelter related to the abuse and neglect of his dog at that time. Defense counsel argued against jail time, citing Lee's remorse, employment status, and efforts to improve his financial situation. Judge Frill, after hearing that Judge Ferris had ordered Lee in March of this year to pay a minimum of $25 per month to the outstanding financial obligations, revoked Lee's probation after finding it had not been successfully completed. Lee was sentenced to 60 days in the Huron County Jail with credit for 2 days served. The court ordered all remaining financial obligations to remain in effect. Lee must report to jail by 4 p.m. on May 22, 2026, the same day as a scheduled motion hearing in Tuscola County Circuit Court, Family Division. When we come back from this Flannery Auto Mall sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news. Looking for the best deal on your next ride? Well, you need to get to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Check out the 2026 GMC Terrain Elevation, heated seats and wheel, Google Maps built-in, huge 15-inch infotainment screen, lane departure warning, blind zone alert, park assist, cross-traffic alert, floor liners, and so much more. Lease it for just $362 a month. Or step up to the 2026 GMC Sierra Elevation Crew 4-Wheel Drive, heated seats and wheel power seats, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, 20-inch black rims, all-terrain tires, lane departure, and lane keep assist. Full trailer package with brake controller, dual zone climate, and more. Lease it for just $349 a month. And don't forget Buick. The 2025 Buick Encore GX brings heated seats and wheel power seats, lane change alert, rear cross traffic, remote start, and more. Lease it for just $305 a month. So what are you waiting for? Go to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall, 1225 Sand Beach Road on the east side of Bad Axe. The thumbs up for GMC. We are professional grade and Buick exceptional by design.
Lease prices are for a 36-month lease with 2,000 hours down to 12,000 miles per year. See Flannery Auto Mall Bad Axe for details today.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, authorities in Bad Axe responded to a reported attempted vehicle theft Thursday afternoon. Central Dispatch received a call just after 3 p.m. from a resident who said two individuals were on his property trying to take his car. Dispatch later advised that the caller had gone inside and was waiting safely for officers to arrive. Police reached the scene within minutes and reported the situation was under control. One woman was taken into custody. No additional details have been released. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe.